This is the Wake Up Rundown from News 10 ABC. Good morning, everyone. Today is Saturday, February 29th, leap day, by the way. I'm meteorologist Matt Mackey with your Storm Tracker forecast. Colder this weekend, certainly colder than last weekend, waking up to the 20s with lots of clouds across the region. This afternoon looks mostly cloudy, couple breaks of sun, particularly Albany and south. Breezy as well, highs low 30s, gusting up to 25 miles per hour at times, so it's a brisk day for your Saturday. Sunday starts off even colder. We've got us forecasting it down into the teens overnight, mid-30s in the afternoon. Much more sunshine, so it's a nice day, but certainly a cold day for the 1st of March. Monday, March 2nd, we're looking at overnight lows, right around 22 degrees. Quiet in the morning, but increasing cloud cover throughout the day. We're warming up quickly into the mid-40s, but it comes at a cost. We'll be dealing with afternoon and evening showers. On and off showers take us through Tuesday as well, waking up to around 40, highs around 50, so a warm stretch for this time of year. Similar temperatures on Wednesday, morning temperatures around 40, high temperatures around 50, but again, on and off showers to heavier rain later in the evening. Thursday, I think we clear out a little bit, temperatures take a small fall, back down to around freezing for Thursday morning, mid-40s for Thursday afternoon. Then for Friday, mostly cloudy skies, waking up to the mid to upper 20s. Chance for a little bit of a wintry mix, maybe some snow showers to liquid precip as we go later in the day. Highs will reach 40, so well above freezing for evenings into the afternoon. That's a look at your forecast. Here's today's headlines.
This morning, New York State's plastic bag ban will go into effect tomorrow, but the state environmental agency says it will wait before it penalizes anyone. Statewide, stores will have until April before they'll start seeing fines for violating New York's new ban. Bag manufacturers and convenience store owners are fighting a lawsuit with the state on this ban right now, calling the law unconstitutional. Retailers could eventually face a fine of up to $500 for repeat violations. Governor Andrew Cuomo is saying he will not approve the state budget without changes to New York's new bail system. The governor's comments come as budget negotiations are set to increase in coming weeks. The law eliminated cash bail for most misdemeanors and nonviolent cases over concerns that poor arrestees were sitting in jail pre-trial for low-level crimes. The changes the governor wants to see would give judges greater discretion over whether to keep people in custody before their cases are resolved. Happening today, the North Troy Price Chopper permanently closing. 72 employees worked there. They'll now be offered comparable positions at nearby stores. In a statement, store management says the decision to close supports the company's health and growth. When we spoke to city officials last month, they said that they see the closure as a unique opportunity to increase public access to Troy's waterfront. Well, today, the Adirondack Park Agency is immediately halting operations at a Warren County resort site. The APA has ordered the owners of Brampton's Lodge to shut down operations of the lodge effective immediately and take down several structures, too. They're doing this because the owners never got building permits. In addition to that, the owners are being hit with a civil penalty of more than $400,000. Moving to our continuing coverage of the coronavirus. While the disease continues to spread worldwide, coronavirus concerns are hurting local travel agencies and other businesses. Travel agencies have seen some cancellations as well as decreased interest in travel to Asia. One financial advisor says the coronavirus is causing a serious interruption to the stock market, and it's impacting a wide variety of businesses. Unfortunately, it will be very hard to predict how long the virus will negatively be impacting the stock market.
When we get crises of this proportion, of this magnitude, we've had them before, many of them before, we always recover. Everybody should be concerned, but you should recognize that we will recover, and hopefully it'll be sooner, not later.
Of course, if you do have travel plans and you want to cancel them, do so as soon as possible because there are deadlines for cancellations. 64 cases of the coronavirus now identified here in the U.S. While there are no confirmed cases here in New York State, health officials say they're not taking any chances. Officials in Saratoga County say they do not have any reported cases, but two people who recently returned from traveling to China are being monitored for any symptoms. This is just a precaution. They're in the final days of being monitored and are expected to be released soon. In Albany County, the health commissioner says they have tested one person recently. That test was negative. They're also monitoring eight households. The commissioner wants to remind people that it is still peak flu season and to keep on washing those hands and disinfecting. Happening today, the Schenectady Fire Department is hoping to grow its ranks with its second of three open house events. Those interested can stop by the fire department's headquarters on Veeder Avenue from 10 to noon today. Members will be handing out information on qualification requirements and any additional steps that need to be taken. Applications are available on the Schenectady County Civil Service website until March 9th. The written test will be given on Saturday, April 25th.
Do you enjoy starting the day with a wake-up rundown? If so, do us a favor and take a second to rate the podcast and leave us a review in iTunes or the Apple Podcasts app. It helps other people find the show, and it makes sure that you're subscribed to get each morning's episode automatically downloaded into your feed. For more of the stories in today's podcast, head to news10.com or Wake Up with 10 on air every weekday morning starting at 4:30.